Hey friends, welcome back to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast. Are you feeling a little bit isolated as a family who has a child or children with disability? Maybe you find it really hard to connect with other families, or maybe your children are struggling to find friends. It can be really challenging at times to navigate connecting with other people, especially as a family unit. And if you're like me, I know you long for those family connections. You long to have a community that you really can relate to, that your children can play with their peers and just grow and have connections with others. So if that is you, and you are feeling like you're at a point where you are stuck and not knowing how to actually make that happen, I want to share with you actually four reasons why I think homesteading is a great way to build connections with other people. And then I'm going to also give you four ideas for how to actually go out and make that happen. So let's go ahead and get started. Hi friend, do you dream of having a garden but you don't know where to start? Do you want to switch to more natural products but feel overwhelmed by all the options? Do you believe that a holistic lifestyle would help your special needs kiddo but you're daunted by all the information out there? Welcome to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast, where you will learn how to work towards your dream for homesteading, gardening, and holistic living in small, simple steps that won't overwhelm you. Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm a wife, Jesus follower, and mom to some amazing kids. As some of my kids began experiencing health struggles and developmental delays, I decided it was time to switch to a holistic lifestyle. I quickly became stressed out and burnt out, feeling like I needed to change everything at once. I finally realized that I had to start making one small change at a time, then build from there. I learned to walk this holistic journey in a way that works for me and my family, without stress or overwhelm or constantly feeling like I wasn't doing enough. If you're ready to hear from another mama who understands what it's like to have no time and who can help you make changes towards better health for your family in a way that works for your specific life, then this is the podcast for you. Pop in your earbuds, reheat your coffee for the third time, and let's do this. Hey friends, if you are looking for a like-minded community where you can share about all things natural remedies, natural medicine, maybe you're looking to clean up the products you use in your home and on your skin, but you don't know where to get started, then head over to our free Facebook community and join us there. We would love to support you. We would love to encourage you on this journey towards living a more naturally minded lifestyle for you and your family. You can find us at bit.ly/motherhoodcommunity. I hope I see you there. So this topic is actually something I have really struggled with over the years, especially having multiple children who have some kind of various need or possibly some kind of delay, anything like that. Our family dynamics are very unique, and I have found that not everyone is as accommodating or understanding or even willing to participate in our family dynamics. And that has caused me a lot of grief over the years, depending on the situation. It has often caused me to feel misunderstood and even resentful and sad for my children. And so what I've had to do is to actually figure out ways that I can make that happen in order to really give my family the community that we need. And don't get me wrong, we have wonderful, supportive people in our lives. I'm not saying that at all, but I am saying this has been a struggle for our family specifically. So when I talk about this, I really am talking about it from a place of experience and understanding how, honestly, sometimes hopeless, how forgotten we can feel at times, because we are often home dealing with situations with our children that other people just don't have a clue about. And it can be very isolating and very overwhelming. And being able to have a community that can understand, that can actually support you, and have, even if they don't understand the specific dynamics, they just have an understanding heart and they have an openness about them that they're like, hey, it's okay, you're different, we're good with that. It can just be very, very beneficial. And that's why I really think that finding friends and community in the homesteading movement is actually a really good idea. And I am going to share with you four reasons why I think it's a good idea. But yeah, I just want to encourage you, as you listen to this episode, kind of think through what are some ways that I could put myself out there and really plug into some kind of homesteading group or homesteading community and try this out and see if I can find some connections for myself and my children amongst this community. Because I really do think that they are there to be found. It's just a matter of us being willing to step out of our comfort zone and put ourselves out there. Okay, so number one, I would say if you are actually wanting to homestead. So this obviously applies only if you have a desire to homestead or maybe not even to homestead, but you want to have a backyard garden or something like that. This is only going to apply then. But if you have that desire, you have a desire to grow your own food, maybe you want to have some chickens in your backyard, maybe you eventually do want to have a full-blown homestead, then the great thing about plugging into this type of community is that you already know that you have common values and you also are striving for a common lifestyle. I mean, the homesteading lifestyle is often very countercultural. And so whenever we know that is what we are both aiming for, then we already have that in common. And I feel like that can be something that is very unifying and very beneficial as we are trying to find people that we can connect with. The second reason why I think that homesteading would be a great community to connect with would actually be because homesteaders are typically people who are out-of-the-box thinkers. They don't mind to go against social norms. They really are trying to carve out a life for themselves that works for them. Typically, it's something that has to do more centered around relationships and building community and things like that. So the great thing about this is that, like I said, they don't mind to go against the social norms, so that makes them more likely to be open to your family and your unique dynamics. And I'm not saying anything about people who don't homestead or anything like that, but a lot of times they have a very set thing that they do. They run to this event, they run to that event, your child is attending this school and they're expected to sit and act this way. There are just a lot of expectations that come with a lot of organized functions. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And so whenever you have homesteaders, they tend to be a little bit more of a free spirit. A lot of times they aren't really beholden to, we must go to this event, we must do this thing, because a lot of their life is very much home-centered. And so the fact that you have a child who possibly learns differently, who possibly acts differently than what is socially acceptable, who possibly has different specific needs, maybe they have different medical needs, they just tend to be more open to different alternative lifestyles because that is what they are currently living. Obviously, there are always exceptions to this, but that has been my experience, that it's a lot more of an open-minded, a more accepting of things that go against social norms because that is what they live. Okay, number three for me would actually be that there are a lot of different things you can discuss. There's a lot of conversation pieces. You know, you can discuss things like projects you want to take on, different ways that you're trying out planting your garden, maybe different types of crops that you actually want to grow. There are just so many different topics that you can really talk about and bond over. So whenever you have these common interests, these common goals, and you're able to even problem solve together, or maybe even go over to one another's house to help each other with stuff, it can just really create a strong bond. And then number four would actually be the environment that, in my opinion, this obviously depends on your specific child's needs and what type of disability they have, but there is a lot of opportunity for fun activities, for fun outdoor activities, and for learning experiences for your children, again, in an environment that is not highly structured, which really does allow for relationships to be built, and it kind of opens up the opportunity for our children to just get out, to play with peers, and to just be children, to be themselves, to get to enjoy life as they are. And in my opinion, that is really, really invaluable. And it's just a great opportunity. You're not having to worry about organizing some kind of play date at the park, although those are wonderful as well. Again, I'm not talking bad about any of this stuff at all. It's just this has been my experience, that there are just a lot of opportunities that you don't find elsewhere within the homesteading community, and reasons why I think it's a great place to start. I also would absolutely encourage you getting connected with the church and finding community as well. A lot of these things I'm discussing are going to be very similar to that. But what we're talking about today is homesteading. Okay, so now you may think, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Definitely people, they're outside of the box thinkers. They don't mind to go against social norms. A lot of times they have lots of outdoor fun activities that my kids could participate in and really get to play with other kids and all of that stuff. That sounds great, but how do I even get started? So obviously you can head over to our free Facebook community, join us there. I hope over time that the Facebook community will continue to grow and we can begin to connect with one another, especially locally. That would be amazing. But also there are other online groups you can look for. So the first one I would be to connect with people online. Just because you're connecting with them online doesn't mean you won't find someone locally. That's absolutely possible. I've actually been in other online gardening groups and realized that there are people that I've never met before that are in my area as well in that same group. So it's definitely possible that you could find people in your area in that group. But also, even if you don't, maybe you create wonderful online friendships. I have great friendships with people who I've met online. I've never actually met them in person, although I hope to one day. And maybe eventually you could make a trip to go see one another. And that would be a wonderful experience for yourself and your family. Okay, number two would actually be going to your local farmer's market. So if you have a local farmer's market, just head down there. You could possibly talk to the different vendors there, just chat with them, get to know them, buy some of their stuff, develop relationships with them there. And you never know what that could turn into. Maybe you could ask if you could buy, what I'm interested in doing would be to buy some bulk ingredients for things that I don't grow here because I don't have a ton of space, but I actually want to can them to preserve them for the year. And if I'm going through the trouble to can, I would prefer to just do it in bulk quantity. So maybe even, hey, could we come to your farm to check out your stuff and then possibly look at buying some bulk stuff from you? That can be a great way to develop a relationship, get to know the people you're buying food from, but also potentially develop a friendship as well. Number three would be to look for classes that are offered in your area. This is a great way to meet people. You know, if you're going to a class that's about gardening or any chicken keeping, anything like that, then you know you are already on the same page. You are interested in the same thing. It's a great place to meet people. Now you could go, I know our Master Gardeners group actually this year has been hosting several free meetings, and that would be a great place to start. You can find, there are just all kinds of different gardening groups that you can look at, get plugged into, find some classes. I know with our Master Gardening group, it's actually free as well to attend, so it's not even going to cost you anything. And then you can go meet new people, see if there's anyone you connect with. And if so, then just begin to chat and form a friendship that way. Number four, a little bit unconventional, but in my opinion, it makes sense, would be actually Azure Standard Drops. Now, if you don't order from them, I'm not saying go order from them just because to try to meet people. But if it's something you're interested in, I actually think it's a great place to go and to meet like-minded people, because a lot of homesteaders are buying their different types of feed from Azure Standard. They're also typically people who are looking to avoid pesticides and things like that. They're wanting to avoid GMOs. They are also trying to eat more organically. That's often why people order from there, though not everything is organic there. But again, you're going to find like-minded people who, as you're unloading food off of the truck, you could possibly strike up a conversation, get to know someone, and form a friendship that way. Now, I will say, I love to talk to strangers. My husband teases me all the time because he does not like to talk to strangers at all. And I'll get cornered in a store and spend like 5 minutes talking to someone I don't even know and then hear their life story. So if you're like me, then these suggestions probably sound great to you. But if you are not like me and you are like my husband who does not want to talk to strangers at all, I do want to encourage you, like I said in the beginning, to really prayerfully consider putting yourself out there. If you are feeling isolated, you really do need community. If you are feeling very overwhelmed by the care your child requires and you don't know what to do, you need support. And sometimes that requires us to do things that we feel uncomfortable with. You don't have to go talk to every single person you know, but go somewhere, put yourself out there, find another mom who has a friendly face and just introduce yourself or ask her a question and see if the conversation takes off. If it doesn't, that's okay. You can try again next time. But I really do think there are a lot of opportunities to be had in the homesteading community for us to just build friendships, for us to get support, for us to have new experiences for ourselves and also for our children. Because that is the thing, is we want to give our kids the best we possibly can. And I really think that the homesteading life has a lot to offer for our kids. in many ways, but especially in the ways of us being able to build friendships and community, not just for ourselves, but also for our kids. I hope this has been helpful for you. I would love to hear from you. What way have you found to be very helpful in getting support and community on your journey of parenting your child that has a disability, that has some kind of special need? I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you back next time. Hey mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who is wanting to live more holistically without the overwhelm? Also, don't forget to head over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. It blesses and encourages me to know that this show is helping you. All right, friends, it's time for me to go work in the garden and make some homemade bone broth. I will see you back next week.